Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to our Tuesday night 8 o'clock show. We're scheduling it 30 minutes earlier, so I hope you guys like it, and I know I do. But tonight we're going to talk about twin flame and twin souls. Have you guys met yours, or would you like to find your twin flame, twin souls? They sound wonderful, don't they? Right? That big love match and we think it's like going to be all that and the baggage is, and sometimes it is. But it takes a lot of work, too, especially if it's romance. And some people are saying, what do you mean? Isn't it always romantic? No, it's not. It's not always a romantic relationship. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's not. And so let's go with the concept that it is a romantic relationship. There are three types, karmic, companion, and then the twin flame, twin soul. And what's the difference? The karmic is one that you've got to settle balance karma with. You guys have exes, ex-girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, ex-wives, ex-husbands. That's probably a karmic relationship, right? And you're sitting there shaking your head and going, yeah, he was just like not all that good, or she was right? But that's a whole other show, and we've done this before. And then you have the companion, which I really enjoy because they can be, as any of these relationships, can be your not only your lover, your spouse, your mate, or boyfriend, girlfriend. They can be your sister, brother, friend, work person, whatever, okay? And so any of these relationships can be that. But we're going to talk about Angus, our twin flame, twin souls, and romance tonight, okay? So the twin flame, twin souls, what is that? There is a thought out there, and I agree with this, that, that is the other part of us, ourselves, right? So if you're the male, it can be the female or vice versa. If you're the up, it can be the down. If you're the sideways, it can be the other side. Whatever you see as the opposite of you, but the same as you, okay? And I really think that we're all the same under the love of God, and, you know, he's the ocean, and we're like waves in the ocean. But at some point in time, we got split from our other part of ourselves, and it's part of the duality, and that's a whole other show, too. So we are always constantly looking for that part of ourselves that is a thought process. Do I agree with that? Yeah, I do. I also agree that you have to find love within yourself, whether it's your twin flame, twin soul, and yourself that you live in your own skin with every day. So, do you think you have your twin flame, twin soul mate? Well, let me ask you a question. It a lot of times it feels like a karmic one. Are things difficult? When you met, was it really amazing and great, and then something fell apart, you know, or you guys started arguing? I know my twin flame, twin soul, that's what happened with us, okay? So I know that other people have told me the same thing. But if you don't get it at the beginning of a situation or season or a lifetime, then you can come back later in life and work it out. So that's something there. You can have that twin flame, twin soul, and when you work it out, it can be an exquisite love, one that you've really never quite experienced before, because it's the other part of you, right? How cool is that? And wouldn't that be great to experience that? I said I wasn't going to do this, but I am. Edgar Casey, his twin flame was his secretary. His companion soulmate was his wife. How cool is that to have a companion soulmate and a twin flame soulmate that was with you all the time? That guy must have been one happy dude, right? So anyway, but most times we don't get it in one lifetime or the same lifetime. We'll be living different lifetimes until, remember this, we start evolving. As we evolve, then we can have that twin flame, twin soulmate in the same lifetime where we come, grow and come together and be one, right? So if you've got your twin flame, twin soul, I'd love to shake your hand because that means that in your lifetime or in this lifetime, that means you've evolved to a level where you can have that kind of relationship with him or her, okay? And if you're having problems with the twin flame, twin soul, then remember our Ascended Master Angus is the one that will help bring you two together. How cool is that, right? And what does Angus do? How do you work with him? Well, I wrote an ebook about him. If you guys want a copy of it, I'm going to give it to you for free. You just have to email me or text me or Facebook, then you facebook.com/angelcoaches. Like our page if you haven't. A little plug there. And if you email me, Tari@angelcoaches.org, we can send you the book. So what does Angus say? He says, I want to help you with that. I specifically work with these type of soulmates. And he goes, that can be difficult. So if you ask me, and you know, light candles, you know, a white one always works, and meditate and pray, ask, you know, Angus, ask God, ask Jesus, ask your higher power, a higher part of yourself, that part of you that is connected to you on a soul level is connected to your twin flame already. You just want to bring it on the daily walking, you know, daily walk level where you can bring that, can, you know, that twin flame, twin soul. You're going to know if it is your twin flame or twin soul. You really are. You'll feel it. You'll know it. Okay. You also can do a past life regression to really clarify what, you know, why it took so long or why you're here together in this lifetime. I've seen a lot of them, you know, and given a lot of coaching sessions and readings with people that are, think they have their twin flame, twin soul. And then when we do a past life regression and we work with Angus and connect with him and they start meditating, they find out for sure that it is. There is an inner knowing, though, I really believe, even with the most stubborn people, right? If you've ever been stubborn, is your mate stubborn, right? Your twin flame, right? He gets that or she gets that from you because you were the same. I'm teasing a little bit, but not really. But Angus says, light a candle in the morning, same time every morning, and ask him to help you and thank him. So thank you for helping me understand this relationship, or I feel that I'm supposed to meet my twin flame, twin soul in this lifetime. Help me find him or her, or, you know, however that works. And he says, I will work with you on it. You guys, I think it's really important to light a candle and to, instead of launching into saying your prayer, and this is something, take a few deep breaths for about a minute in and out, concentrating on that so you can silence your mind and really connect with him. Just put your intention out before you start saying, I intend to connect with you, Angus, so you can help me make sure this is the right relationship and I want to be the best I can be. I mean, wouldn't it be great to do that for every relationship? But the twin flame, twin soul ones can be difficult because you have to grow to be in them. And so you know, ask him to help you or thank him for helping you two to be together. Or thank him, you go, I feel that I had a dream or I have a feeling that my twin flame, twin soul is out there. Would you help me find this person or the spiritual being? And thank you for helping me find him or her. And then Angel says you can light a white candle and a blue candle would be good. Green one for the heart energy, all the chakras, and I'll go through that with you too as well. But thank him for helping you start out with breathing for about a minute. And then say your prayer. Thank you for helping me, Angus. And I have the exact prayer in my ebook. And for bringing us together or helping me find or helping me solve the situation, whatever it is, okay? And remember to be grateful, or not grateful, but appreciate the help that you're getting. I think appreciation is much better because when you're grateful, you feel like you lacked it and then got it. And so you're grateful. But if you appreciate, you feel like you've always had it. You just discovered that it was already inside of you. How cool is that, right? So that's what you do with Angus. And as I said, light the candles for the chakras because he's showing you that now. I'm not sure if that's in my ebook, but I think it is. So let's go with the chakra candles that you can use. And if you can't find them, use whatever you got. The blue one is most important, and so is the white one and the green one. The red candle would be for the root chakra, which is the survival, fight or flight. You ever done that before? Right? I can't wait to get out of here. I am, many times I've done that. Anyway, the second chakra, which is 2 inches below the navel, the belly button, is orange. It's your creative chakra. It helps you put things together, helps you find your creative self, the writer part of you, the artist in you. The third chakra is yellow. It looks like the color of the sun. And that is that's the yellow candle you can get. Okay, so we got red, orange, and now yellow, and it's the third chakra. It's right below your ribs, and that's the self-esteem. That's the power chakra. Those are the physical ones, so you can get that one, yellow candle. And then you also have the, up above that one, you have the heart chakra, which, you know, guys, that's, you know where that's located, it's where your heart is. And that's green. Some people see it as pink, whichever works for you, and you're going to know which one feels right. You've got to learn to trust your intuition, and I think that sometimes can be the biggest challenge. And then you can go to your throat, which is your blue chakra. It's communication, and communication is key in any relationship, right? And look at it like this way. You really are communicating with yourself, twin flame, twin soul. How cool is that? And then the indigo is the third eye. It's right between your brow. And it can be indigo. Some people see it as purple, you know, whatever. I mean, it all works. Purple, it's a lot easier to go to a store and say, can I have a purple candle or do you have a purple candle? And then indigo. But if you can find indigo, great. Purple works too. And then the top chakra, the crown chakra, purple one is your third eye, okay, and between the eyebrows. And then the top chakra the crown chakra is like a white light that goes from you into higher power, the God of your understanding, and that is white. Okay, some people see it as purple, so it doesn't really matter. The most important is to put your intention out there. Use these candles. Use all of them or all seven of them or one of them, but make sure you, I don't know, for some reason tonight I'm getting blue as a really strong color, which is communication. And then you ask Archangel or Ascended Master Anga, say, thank you for helping me connect with my twin flame, twin soul. Thank you for helping me, if you already have him or her. Thank you for helping me work it out, the situations that we're going through. I have a friend of mine now. She is really having a hard time with hers, and then she found she worked on herself, and then the problems got easier because she let it go. Not the man, okay, but she let the trying to fix it herself, you know what I mean, on an ego level. And she started really working with her higher self, her higher power, and the angels. So that's what you do. Just think and thank him for helping you find yours, and you're going to know if it's in this lifetime. A couple ways you can do that is do past life regression. Other way is connect with Angus in the morning time, same time. Take deep breaths in. Thank you for helping me. And then say, thank you for helping me find. Thank you for helping me work out these problems. And then give me information via dreams or thoughts or prayers or whatever that I need to know to make this work. And enjoy making it work, or enjoy creating it to work. Because when you make something, it means you lack it. When you create it, it means it's always been inside of you, right? Isn't that cool? Okay, so take a minute, as I said, to breathe in and out, to quiet your mind, say the prayer. And then, you know what I also do is I take a minute or two to breathe in and out, a minute or two, to listen if there's any information, feelings, thoughts, ideas, you know, anything I hear, any of those kind of things, or just a knowing, okay? So those are things that you can do to connect with Archangel or Ascended Master Angus, because he works with these particular relationships. And if you're working with someone else or God, that's always good, right? Jesus is always good. Somebody just texted me, I work with Buddha. Buddha's great. Buddha's all about enlightenment, right? So any of the Ascended Masters will work for you. But this one right here has taken this under his wing to help us as spiritual beings having a human experience to connect with our twin flame, twin souls. And that's the other part of us. And you're saying, well, which part of it is it of me? That's a part of you. That's the, there's always good cop and bad cop. You got to figure out which one you are. Just kidding. Anyway, those are a few things that you can do. And as I said, if you want the ebook, it goes into a lot more detail about Angus. I will be glad to send it to you. And I'll give you a story about a twin flame, twin soul, too, as well, so because I love these stories. I told you one about my friend, and she's going through a lot with her guy. And she knows these are twin flame, twin souls. She did a past life with me, and I'm pretty sure she did. And then she does meditations, and she found him, and they found each other. It has been a challenge. And she asked me a question. She says, if I want to leave him, I go, remember, it's okay to leave him, okay, because you never leave until you become one with God, and then we're all one. But I said, if you feel like you're going to leave, you haven't lost him forever, you'll just come back another time, whether it's this lifetime or another lifetime. And remember,
a lifetime, I think, is more like a day, okay, because we have so many, and life's eternity, or infinity, you know, it goes on and on and on and on. We're just in different places. It's going on and on and on and on. So remember that, okay? And so there's no wrong way here. And most of all, it's about you being happy, keeping your vibration high, loving and you're trusting your Holy Father to give you all the answers. I call God. And trusting the Ascended Masters and the angels to help you along the way and really enjoying your life and being a spiritual, how do you say this, a spiritual person and showing people how to be by just being that yourself, okay? And if you're groaning and moaning that your twin soul hasn't arrived or he or she is not doing what you want, then it's really about looking at yourself and fixing you and what you need to work on. And then that person, whether it's your twin flame or a companion soulmate or a karmic soulmate, will want to be around you more. And you're going to want to be around them because they're going to vibrate with you, right? How cool is that? Doesn't get much sweeter than that. So once again, before I close this show, connect with Archangel or Ascended Master Angus by in the morning time, starting with lighting the candles, either 7 of them, colors I gave you, or 1 or 2 of them, if you can, get a blue one, because that's an important one. And then taking a deep breath in for about a minute, calming yourself, centering yourself, relaxing yourself. I always find it easier to meditate in the morning. And then say, thank you for helping me find. Thank you for helping me with these situations that are challenges that are popping up. And thank you for being the best I can be. And what do I need to work on within myself? Not what I need to help him or her, but what do I need to work on within myself? Okay, and just be appreciative and say thank you for helping me. And then in the prayer and go about your day. One thing that I do every morning is I think of 3 things that I'm extremely grateful for every morning. And I realize that I have a great power inside of me, and that's God. We all do. So some people call it God, some people call it Spirit, Buddha, Jesus, whatever, but we all have that great power. And really ask to tap into that power, because when you are part of that power and you realize it and accept it, then there's not too much you can't do. If anything at all, you can do it all. And because you're a co-pilot with God. And so anyway, and that's about that. You've got a way to connect with your with an angel or an ascended master that works with twin flame twin souls. And we say, any of you guys who are looking for that, I want to say, all of us say, good luck. Because that's a tough relationship, but when it's right, it is so right, and it doesn't get much more sweeter than that. You guys have a great now, and go to our Facebook and like us on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Also, I've got a special speaker on Thursday night. She's amazing, beautiful, and just going to talk all about the inner beauty and the outer beauty and being an entrepreneur and a single mom and making a business work and how we all can live with passion, doing what we love and loving what we do, and look beautiful in the process on the outside. So you don't want to miss your show. It's going to be Thursday night at 8 p.m. And if you have any questions after the show, then we'll have a way you can contact her. And as always, you can contact me on facebook.com/angelcoaches. It's Transformation Thursday, so she's going to show you how to transfer on the inside and the outside. And then Di and I've got a great show on Sunday because we're changing our relationship show up a little bit. So you guys don't want to miss it, 8 p.m. or 8:30 p.m. on Sunday night. But next one is Thursday, and our website is changing. We've got lots more coaches, lots more things, lots more videos. You guys don't want to miss it. So take care. Have a great night, and we will see you Thursday night. Bye, everybody.